This is Tape 5, Side 1, The Summons of the Lord of Hosts, Tablets of Baha'u'llah. Continuing from page 208, paragraph 55. O concourse of ministers of state, do ye believe in your hearts that we have come to divest you of your earthly possessions and vanities? Nay, by the one in whose hand is my soul, our intention hath been to make clear that we oppose not the commands of the sovereign, nor are we to be numbered with the rebellious. Know ye of a certainty that all the treasures of the earth, all the gold, the silver, and the rare and precious gems they contain, are in the sight of God, of his chosen ones and his loved ones, as worthless as a handful of clay. For ere long all that is on earth shall perish, and the kingdom will remain unto God, the all-powerful, the incomparable. That which perisheth can never profit us, nor can it profit you, were ye but to reflect. 56. By the righteousness of God, I speak not falsely, and utter naught save that which God hath bidden me. To this bear witness the very words of this tablet, if ye but reflect upon its contents. Follow not the promptings of your own desires, nor the whisperings of the evil one in your souls. Follow rather the cause of God, both in your outward and your inner lives, and be not of the heedless. Better is this for you than all that ye have laid up in your houses, and all that ye have sought by day and night. 57. The world will pass away, and so will all the things whereat your hearts rejoice, or wherein ye pride yourselves before men. Cleanse the mirrors of your hearts from the dross of the world and all that is therein, that they may reflect the resplendent light of God. This indeed shall enable you to dispense with all save God, and to attain unto the good pleasure of your Lord, the most bountiful, the all-knowing, the all-wise. We verily have unfolded before your eyes that which shall profit you both in this world and in the realm of faith, and which will lead you to the path of salvation. Would that ye might turn thereunto. 58. Hearken, O King, Sultan Abdulaziz, to the speech of him that speaketh the truth, him that doth not ask thee to recompense him with the things God hath chosen to bestow upon thee, him who unerringly treadeth the straight path. He it is who summoneth thee unto God thy Lord, who showeth thee the right course, the way that leadeth to true felicity, that happily thou mayest be of them with whom it shall be well. 59. Beware, O King, that thou gather not around thee such ministers as follow the desires of a corrupt inclination, as have cast behind their backs that which hath been committed into their hands, and manifestly betrayed their trust. Be bounteous to others as God hath been bounteous to thee, and abandon not the interests of thy people to the mercy of such ministers as these. Lay not aside the fear of God, and be thou of them that act uprightly. Gather round thee those ministers for whom thou canst perceive the fragrance of faith and of justice, and take thou counsel with them, and choose whatever is best in thy sight, and be of them that act generously. 60. Know thou for a certainty that whoso disbelieveth in God is neither trustworthy nor truthful. This indeed is the truth, the undoubted truth. He that acteth treacherously towards God will act treacherously towards his king. Nothing whatever can deter such a man from evil. Nothing can hinder him from betraying his neighbor. Nothing can induce him to walk uprightly. 61. Take heed that thou resign not the reins of the affairs of thy state into the hands of others, and repose not thy confidence in ministers unworthy of thy trust, and be not of them that live in heedlessness. Shun them whose hearts are turned away from thee, and place not thy confidence in them, and entrust them not with thine affairs and the affairs of such as profess thy faith. Beware that thou allow not the wolf to become the shepherd of God's flock, and surrender not the fate of his loved ones to the mercy of the malicious. Expect not that they who violate the ordinances of God will be trustworthy or sincere in the faith they profess. Avoid them, and preserve strict guard over thyself, lest their devices and mischief hurt thee. Turn away from them, and fix thy gaze upon God, thy Lord, the All-Glorious, the Most Bountiful. He that giveth up himself wholly to God shall assuredly be with him. And he that placeth his complete trust in God God shall verily protect him from whatsoever may harm him, and shield him from the wickedness of every evil plotter. 62. Wert thou to incline thine ear unto my speech, and observe my counsel, God would exalt thee to so eminent a position, that the designs of no man on the whole earth can ever touch or hurt thee. Observe, O King, with thine inmost heart and with thy whole being, the precepts of God, and walk not in the paths of the oppressor. Seize thou and hold firmly within the grasp of thy might the reins of the affairs of thy people, and examine in person whatever pertaineth unto them. Let nothing escape thee, for therein lieth the highest good. 63. Render thanks unto God for having chosen thee out of the whole world, and made thee king over them that profess thy faith. It well beseemeth thee to appreciate the wondrous favors with which God hath favored thee, and to magnify continually his name. Thou canst best praise him if thou lovest his loved ones, and dost safeguard and protect his servants from the mischief of the treacherous, that none may any longer oppress them. Thou shouldst, moreover, arise to enforce the law of God amongst them, that thou mayest be of those who are firmly established in his law. 64. Shouldst thou cause rivers of justice to spread their waters amongst thy subjects, God would surely aid thee with the hosts of the unseen and of the seen, and would strengthen thee in thine affairs. No God is there but him. All creation and its empire are his. Unto him return the works of the faithful. 65. Place not thy reliance on thy treasures. Put thy whole confidence in the grace of God, thy Lord. Let him be thy trust in whatever thou doest, and be of them that have submitted themselves to his will. Let him be thy helper, and enrich thyself with his treasures, for with him are the treasuries of the heavens and of the earth. He bestoweth them upon whom he will, and from whom he will he withholdeth them. There is none other God but him, the all-possessing, the all-praised. All are but paupers at the door of his mercy. All are helpless before the revelation of his sovereignty, and beseech his favors. 66. Overstep not the bounds of moderation, and deal justly with them that serve thee. Bestow upon them according to their needs, and not to the extent that will enable them to lay up riches for themselves, to deck their persons, to embellish their homes, to acquire the things that are of no benefit unto them, and to be numbered with the extravagant. Deal with them with undeviating justice, so that none among them may either suffer want or be pampered with luxuries. This is but manifest justice. 67. Allow not the abject to rule over and dominate them who are noble and worthy of honor, and suffer not the high-minded to be at the mercy of the contemptible and worthless, for this is what we observed upon our arrival in the city, and to it we bear witness. We found among its inhabitants some who were possessed of an affluent fortune, and lived in the midst of excessive riches, while others were in dire want and abject poverty. This ill beseemeth thy sovereignty, and is unworthy of thy rank. 68. Let my counsel be acceptable to thee, and strive thou to rule with equity among men, that God may exalt thy name and spread abroad the fame of thy justice in all the world. Beware lest thou aggrandize thy ministers at the expense of thy subjects. Fear the sighs of the poor and of the upright in heart, who at every break of day bewail their plight, and be unto them a benignant sovereign. They verily are thy treasures on earth. It behooveth thee, therefore, to safeguard thy treasures from the assaults of them who wish to rob thee. Inquire into their affairs, and ascertain every year, nay, every month, their condition, and be not of them that are careless of their duty. 69. Set before thine eyes God's unerring balance, and as one standing in his presence, weigh in that balance thine actions every day, every moment of thy life. Bring thyself to account ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, on the day when no man shall have strength to stand for fear of God, the day when the hearts of the heedless ones shall be made to tremble. 70. It behooveth every king to be as bountiful as the sun, which fostereth the growth of all beings, and giveth to each its due, whose benefits are not inherent in itself, but are ordained by him who is the most powerful, the Almighty. The king should be as generous, as liberal in his mercy as the clouds, the outpourings of whose bounty are showered upon every land by the behest of him who is the supreme ordainer, the all-knowing. 71. Have a care not to entrust thine affairs of state entirely into another's hands. None can discharge thy functions better than thine own self. Thus do we make clear unto thee our words of wisdom, and send down upon thee that which can enable thee to pass over from the left hand of oppression to the right hand of justice, and approach the resplendent ocean of his favors. Such is the path which the kings that were before thee have trodden, they that acted equitably towards their subjects, and walked in the ways of undeviating justice. 72. Thou art God's shadow on earth. Strive therefore to act in such a manner as befitteth so eminent, so august a station. If thou dost depart from following the things we have caused to descend upon thee and taught thee, thou wilt assuredly be derogating from that great and priceless honor. Return then, and cleave wholly unto God, and cleanse thine heart from the world and all its vanities, and suffer not the love of any stranger to enter and dwell therein. Not until thou dost purify thine heart from every trace of such love can the brightness of the light of God shed its radiance upon it, for to none hath God given more than one heart. This verily hath been decreed and written down in his ancient book. And as the human heart, as fashioned by God, is one and undivided, it behooveth thee to take heed that its affections be also one and undivided. Cleave thou therefore with the whole affection of thine heart unto his love, and withdraw it from the love of any one besides him, that he may aid thee to immerse thyself in the ocean of his unity, and enable thee to become a true upholder of his oneness. God is my witness. My sole purpose in revealing to thee these words is to sanctify thee from the transitory things of the earth, and aid thee to enter the realm of everlasting glory, that thou mayest, by the leave of God, be of them that abide and rule therein. 73. Hast thou heard, O King, what we have suffered at the hands of thy ministers, and how we have been treated by them? Or art thou of the negligent? If indeed thou hast heard and known, wherefore didst thou not forbid thy ministers to commit such deeds? How didst thou desire for him who hath complied with thy command and been obedient to thy behest, that which no king would desire for any of his subjects? And if thou knowest not, this indeed is a more grievous error, wert thou of the God-fearing. Wherefore shall I recount to thee that which we have suffered at the hands of these oppressors? 74. Know then, that we came unto thy city at thine own behest, and entered therein with conspicuous honor. They expelled us, however, from thy city with an abasement with which no abasement on earth can compare, if thou be of them that are well informed. They made us journey until we reached the place, Adrianople, which none entereth except such as have rebelled against the authority of the sovereign, and as are numbered with the transgressors. All this notwithstanding, that we had never disobeyed thee, though it be for a single moment, for when we heard thy bidding, we observed it, and submitted to thy will. In dealing with us, however, thy ministers neither honored the standards of God and his commandments, nor heeded that which hath been revealed to the prophets and messengers. They showed us no mercy, and committed against us that which no one among the faithful hath ever wrought against this fellow, nor any believer inflicted upon an infidel. God knoweth and is a witness unto the truth of our words. 75. When they expelled us from thy city, they placed us in such conveyances as the people use to carry baggage and the like. Such was the treatment we received at their hands, shouldst thou wish to know the truth. Thus were we sent away, and thus were we brought to the city, which they regard as the abode of rebels. Upon our arrival we could find no house in which to dwell, and perforce resided in a place where none would enter save the most indigent stranger. There we lodged for a time, after which, suffering increasingly from the confined space, we sought and rented houses which by reason of the extreme cold had been vacated by their occupants. Thus in the depth of winter we were constrained to make our abode in houses wherein none would dwell, except in the heat of summer. Neither my family nor those who accompanied me had the necessary raiment to protect them from the cold in that freezing weather. 76. Would that thy ministers had dealt with us according to the principles they uphold among themselves. For by God they dealt with us neither in accordance with the commandments of God, nor with the practices they uphold, nor with the standards current amongst men, nor even with the manner in which the destitute of the earth receive a wayfarer. Such is the account of what we suffered at their hands, and which we have related unto thee in a language of truthfulness and sincerity. 77. All this befell me, though I had come unto them at their own behest, and did not oppose their authority, which deriveth from thine own. Thus did we accept and observe their bidding. They, however, appear to have forgotten that which God hath commanded. He saith, and his word is the truth, act with humility towards the believers. Quran 15:88. Methinks that their only concern was their own comfort and repose, and that their ears were deaf to the sighs of the poor and the cries of the oppressed. They seem to imagine that they have been created from pure light, while others have been fashioned out of dust. How wretched are their imaginings! We have all been created from a sorry gem. The references to Quran 77 verse 20 and 32 verse 8. 78. I swear by God, O King, it is not my wish to make my plaint to thee against them that persecute me. I only plead my grief and my sorrow to God, who hath created me and them, who well knoweth our state, and who watcheth over all things. My wish is to warn them of the consequences of their actions, if perchance they might desist from treating others as they have treated me, and be of them that heed my warning. 79. The tribulations that have touched us, the destitution from which we suffer, the various troubles with which we have encompassed, shall all pass away, as shall pass away the pleasures in which they delight and the affluence they enjoy. This is the truth which no man on earth can reject. The days in which we have been compelled to dwell in the dust will soon be ended, as will the days in which they occupied the seats of honor. God shall assuredly judge with truth between us and them, and he verily is the best of judges. 80. We render thanks unto God for whatsoever hath befallen us, and we patiently endure the things he hath ordained in the past, or will ordain in the future. In him have I placed my trust, and into his hands have I committed my cause. He will certainly repay all them that endure with patience, and put their confidence in him. He is the creation and its empire. He exalteth whom he will, and whom he will he doth abase. He shall not be asked of his doings. He verily is the All-Glorious, the Almighty. 81. Let thine ear be attentive, O King, to the words we have addressed to thee. Let the oppressor desist from his tyranny, and cut off the perpetrators of injustice from among them that profess thy faith. By the righteousness of God, the tribulations we have sustained are such that any pen that recounteth them cannot but be overwhelmed with anguish. No one of them that truly believe and uphold the unity of God can bear the burden of their recital. So great have been our sufferings that even the eyes of our enemies have wept over us, and beyond them those of every discerning person. And to all these trials have we been subjected, in spite of our action in approaching thee and in bidding the people to enter beneath thy shadow, that thou mightest be a stronghold unto them that believe in and uphold the unity of God. 82. Have I, O King, ever disobeyed thee? Have I at any time transgressed any of thy laws? Can any of thy ministers that represented thee in Iraq produce any proof that can establish my disloyalty to thee? Nay, by him who is the Lord of all worlds, not for one short moment did we rebel against thee, or against any of thy ministers. Never, God willing, shall we revolt against thee, though we be exposed to the trials more severe than any we suffered in the past. 83. In the daytime and in the night season, at even and at morn, we pray to God on thy behalf that he may graciously aid thee to be obedient unto him and to observe his commandment, that he may shield thee from the hosts of the evil ones. Do, therefore, as it pleaseth thee, and treat us as befitteth thy station and beseemeth thy sovereignty. Be not forgetful of the law of God in whatever thou desirest to achieve, now or in the days to come. Say, Praise be to God, the Lord of all worlds. 84. Dost thou imagine, O minister of the Shah in the city, that I hold within my grasp the ultimate destiny of the cause of God? Thinkest thou that my imprisonment or the shame I have been made to suffer, or even my death and utter annihilation, can deflect its course? Wretched is what thou hast imagined in thine heart. Thou art indeed of them that walk after the vain imaginings which their hearts devise. No God is there but him. Powerful is he to manifest his cause, and to exalt his testimony, and to establish whatsoever is his will, and to elevate it to so eminent a position that neither thine own hands nor the hands of them that have turned away from him can ever touch or harm it. 85. Dost thou believe thou hast the power to frustrate his will, to hinder him from executing his judgment, or to deter him from exercising his sovereignty? Pretendest thou that aught in the heavens or in the earth can resist his faith? Nay, by him who is the eternal truth, nothing whatsoever in the whole of creation can thwart his purpose. Cast away, therefore, the mere conceit that thou dost follow, for mere conceit can never take the place of truth. Be thou of them that have truly repented and returned to God, the God who hath created thee, who hath nourished thee, and made thee a minister among them that profess thy faith. 86. Know thou, moreover, that he it is who hath, by his own behest, created all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. How can, then, the thing that thou hath been created at his bidding prevail against him? High is God exalted above what ye imagine about him, ye people of malice. If this cause be of God, no man can prevail against it. And if it be not of God, the divines amongst you, and they that follow their corrupt desires, and such as have rebelled against him, will surely suffice to overpower it. 87. Hast thou not heard what a man of the family of Pharaoh, a believer, hath said of old, and which God recounted unto his apostle, whom he hath chosen above all human beings, and entrusted with his message, and made the source of his mercy unto all them that dwell on earth? He said, and he verily speaketh the truth, Will ye slay a man because he saith, My Lord is God, when he hath already come to you with proofs of his mission? And if he be a liar, on him will be his lie, but if he be a man of truth, part at least of what he threateneth will fall upon you. Quran 40 verse 28. This is what God hath revealed unto his well-beloved one in his unerring book. 88. And yet ye have failed to incline your ears unto his bidding, have disregarded his law, have rejected his counsel as recorded in his book, and have been of them that have strayed far from him. How many those who, every year and every month, have because of you been put to death? How manifold the injustices ye have perpetrated, injustices the like of which the eye of creation hath not seen, which no chronicler hath ever recorded. How numerous the babes and sucklings who were made orphans, and the fathers who lost their sons because of your cruelty, O ye unjust doers! How oft hath a sister pined away and mourned over her brother, and how oft hath a wife lamented after her husband and sole sustainer. 89. Your iniquity waxed greater and greater, until ye slew him who hath never taken his eyes away from the face of God, the most exalted, the most great, the Bab. Would ye that ye had put him to death after the manner men are wont to put one another to death? Ye slew him, however, in such circumstances as no man hath ever witnessed. The heavens wept sore over him, and the souls of them who are nigh unto God cried out for his affliction. Was he not a scion of your prophet's ancient house? Had not his fame as a direct descendant of the apostle been spread abroad amongst you? Why then did ye inflict upon him what no man, however far ye may look back, hath inflicted upon another. By God, the eye of creation hath never beheld your like. Ye slay him who is a scion of your prophet's house, and rejoice and make merry while seated on your seats of honor. Ye utter your imprecations against them who were before you, and who have perpetrated what ye have perpetrated, and remain yourselves all the time unaware of your enormities. 90. Be fair in your judgment. Did they whom ye curse, upon whom ye invoke evil, act differently from yourselves? Have they not slain the descendant of their prophet, the Imam Hussein, as ye have slain the descendant of your own? Is not your conduct similar to their conduct? Wherefore then claim ye to be different from them, O ye sowers of dissension amongst men? 91. And when ye took away his life, one of his followers arose to avenge his death. He was unknown of men, and the design he had conceived was unnoticed by anyone. Eventually he committed what had been preordained. It behooveth you, therefore, to attach blame to no one except to yourselves for the things that ye have committed, if ye but judge fairly. Who is there on the whole earth who hath done what ye have done? None by him who is the Lord of all worlds. 92. All the rulers and kings of the earth honor and revere the descendants of their prophets and holy men, could ye but perceive it. Ye, on the other hand, are responsible for such acts as no man hath at any time performed. Your misdeeds have caused every understanding heart to be consumed with grief, and yet ye have remained sunk in your heedlessness and failed to realize the wickedness of your actions. 93. Ye have persisted in your waywardness until ye rose up against us, though we had committed nothing to justify your enmity. Fear ye not God, who hath created you, and fashioned you, and caused you to attain your strength, and joined you with them that have resigned themselves to him, the Muslims? How long will ye persist in your waywardness? How long will ye refuse to reflect? How long ere ye shake off your slumber and are roused from your heedlessness? How long will ye remain unaware of the truth? 94. Ponder in thine heart, did ye, notwithstanding your behavior and the things your hands have wrought, succeed in quenching the fire of God, or in putting out the light of his revelation, a light that hath enveloped with its brightness them that are immersed in the billowing oceans of immortality, and hath attracted the souls of such as truly believe in and uphold his unity? Know ye not that the hand of God is over your hands, that his decree transcendeth all your devices, that he is supreme over his servants, that he is equal to his purpose, that he doth what he wisheth, that he shall not be asked of whatever he willeth, that he ordaineth what he pleaseth, that he is the most powerful, the Almighty? If ye believe this to be the truth, wherefore then will ye not cease from troubling and be at peace with yourselves? 95. Ye perpetrate every day a fresh injustice, and treat me as ye treated me in times past, though I never attempted to meddle with your affairs. At no time have I opposed you, neither have I rebelled against your laws. Behold how ye have, at the last, made me a prisoner in this far-off land. Know for a certainty, however, that whatever your hands or the hands of the infidels have wrought will never, as they never did of old, change the cause of God or alter his ways. 96. Give heed to my warning, ye people of Persia. If I be slain at your hands, God will assuredly raise up one who will fill the seat made vacant through my death, for such is God's method carried into effect of old, and no change can ye find in God's method of dealing. Seek ye to put out God's light that shineth upon his earth? Averse is God from what ye desire. He shall perfect his light, albeit ye abhor it in the secret of your hearts. 97. Pause for but a little while, and reflect, O minister, and be fair in thy judgment. What is it that we have committed that could justify thee in having slandered us unto the king's ministers, in following thy desires, in perverting the truth, and in uttering thy calumnies against us? We have never met each other except when we met thee in thy father's house, in the days when the martyrdom of Imam Hussein was being commemorated. On those occasions, no one could have had the chance of making known to others his views and beliefs in conversation or in discourse. Thou wilt bear witness to the truth of my words, if thou be of the truthful. I have frequented no other gatherings in which thou couldst have learned my mind, or in which any other could have done so. How then didst thou pronounce thy verdict against me, when thou hadst not heard my testimony from mine own lips? Hast thou not heard what God, exalted be his glory, has said? Say not to every one who meeteth you with a greeting, thou art not a believer. Quran 4, verse 94. Thrust not away those who cry to their Lord at morn and even, craving to behold his face. Quran 6, verse 52. Thou hast indeed forsaken what the book of God hath prescribed, and yet thou deemest thyself to be a believer. 98. Despite what thou hast done, I entertain, and to this God is my witness, no ill will against thee, nor against anyone, though from thee and others we receive such hurt as no believer in the unity of God can sustain. My cause is in the hand of none except God, and my trust is in no one else but him. Ere long shall your days pass away, as shall pass away the days of those who now, with flagrant pride, vaunt themselves over their neighbor. Soon shall ye be gathered together in the presence of God, and shall be asked of your doings, and shall be repaid for what your hands have wrought, and wretched is the abode of the wicked doers. 99. By God, wert thou to realize what thou hast done, thou wouldst surely weep sore over thyself, and wouldst flee for refuge to God, and wouldst pine away and mourn all the days of thy life, till God will have forgiven thee, for he verily is the most generous, the all-bountiful. Thou wilt, however, persist, till the hour of thy death, in thy heedlessness, inasmuch as thou hast with all thine heart, thy soul, and inmost being, busied thyself with the vanities of the world. Thou shalt, after thy departure, discover what we have revealed unto thee, and shalt find all thy doings recorded in the book, wherein the works of all them that dwell on earth, be they greater or less than the weight of an atom, are noted down. Heed therefore my counsel, and hearken thou, with the hearing of thine heart, unto my speech, and be not careless of my words, nor be of them that reject my truth. Glory not in the things that have been given thee. Set before thine eyes what hath been revealed in the book of God, the help in peril, the all-glorious. And when they had forgotten their warnings, we set open to them the gates of all things, even as we did set open to thee and to thy like the gates of this earth and the ornaments thereof. Wait thou, therefore, for what hath been promised in the latter part of this holy verse. Quran 6, verse 44. For this is a promise from him who is the Almighty, the All-Wise, a promise that will not prove untrue. 100. I know not the path ye have chosen, and which ye tread, O congregation of my ill-wishers. We summon you to God. We remind you of his day. We announce unto you tidings of your reunion with him. We draw you nigh unto his court, and send down upon you tokens of his wondrous wisdom. And yet, lo, behold how you reject us, how you condemn us, through the things which your lying mouths have uttered, as an infidel, how ye devise your devices against us. And when we manifest unto you what God hath, through his bountiful favor, bestowed upon us, ye say, it is but plain magic. The same words were spoken by the generations that were before you, and were what ye are, did ye but perceive it. Ye have thereby deprived yourselves of the bounty of God and of his grace, and shall never obtain them till the day when God will have judged between us and you, and he verily is the best of judges. 101. Certain ones among you have said, he it is who hath laid claim to be God. By God, this is a gross calumny. I am but a servant of God who hath believed in him and in his signs, and in his prophets and in his angels. My tongue and my heart and my inner and my outer being testify that there is no God but him, that all others have been created by his behest and been fashioned through the operation of his will. There is none other God but Him, the Creator, the Raiser from the dead, the Quickener, the Slayer. I am He that telleth abroad the favors with which God hath, through His bounty, favored me. If this be my transgression, then I am truly the first of the transgressors. I and my kindred are at your mercy. Do as ye please, and be not of them that hesitate, that I might return to God my Lord, and reach the place where I can no longer behold your faces. This indeed is my dearest wish, my most ardent desire. Of my state God is, verily, sufficiently informed, observant. 102. Imagine thyself to be under the eye of God, O minister. If thou seest him not, he, in truth, clearly seeth thee. Observe and judge fairly our cause. What is it that we have committed that could have induced thee to rise up against us, and to slander us to the people, if thou be of them who are just? We departed out of Tehran at the bidding of the king, Nasruddin Shah, and by his leave transferred our residence to Iraq. If I had transgressed against him, why then did he release me? And if I were innocent of guilt, wherefore did ye afflict us with such tribulation as none among them that profess your faith have suffered? Hath any of mine acts, after mine arrival in Iraq, been such as to subvert the authority of the government? Who is it that can be said to have detected anything reprehensible in our behavior? Inquire for thyself of its people, that thou mayest be of them who have discerned the truth. 103. For 11 years we dwelt in that land, until the minister representing thy government arrived, the Persian consul general in Baghdad, whose name our pen is loath to mention, who was given to wine, who had followed his lusts, and committed wickedness, and was corrupt, and corrupted Iraq. To this will bear witness most of the inhabitants of Baghdad, wert thou to inquire of them, and be of such as seek the truth. He it was who wrongfully seized the substance of his fellow men, who forsook all the commandments of God, and perpetrated whatever God hath forbidden. Eventually he, following his desires, rose up against us, and walked in the ways of the unjust. He accused us in his letter to thee, and thou didst believe in him and followed in his way, without seeking any proof or trustworthy evidence from him. Thou didst ask for no explanation, nor didst thou attempt either to investigate or ascertain the matter, that the truth might be distinguished from falsehood in thy sight, and that thou mightest be clear in thy discernment. Find out for thyself the sort of man he was by asking those ministers who were at that time in Iraq, as well as the governor of the city, Baghdad, and its high counselor, that the truth may be revealed to thee, and that thou mayest be of the well-informed. 104. God is our witness. We have under no circumstances opposed either him or others. We observed under all conditions the precepts of God, and were never one of those that wrought disorders. To this he himself doth testify. His intention was to lay hold on us and send us back to Persia, that he might thereby exalt his fame and reputation. Thou hast committed the same crime, and for the same purpose. Ye both are of equal grade in the sight of God, the Sovereign Lord of all, the All-Knowing. 105. It is not our purpose in addressing to thee these words to lighten the burden of our woe, or to induce thee to intercede for us with anyone. Nay, by him who is the Lord of all worlds, we have set forth the whole matter before thee, that perchance thou might realize what thou hast done, might desist from inflicting on others the hurt thou hast inflicted on us, and might be of them that have truly repented to God, who created thee and created all things, and might act with discernment in the future. Better is this for thee than all that thou dost possess, than thy ministry, whose days are numbered. 106. Beware lest thou be led to connive at injustice. Set thy heart firmly upon justice, and alter not the cause of God, and be of them whose eyes are directed towards the things that have been revealed in his book. Follow not under any condition the promptings of thine evil desires. Keep thou the law of God, thy Lord, the Beneficent, the Ancient of Days. Thou shalt most certainly return to dust, and shall perish like all the things in which thou takest delight. This is what the tongue of truth and glory hath spoken. 1:7. Rememberest thou not God's warning uttered in times past, that thou mayest be of them that heed his warning? He said, and he verily speaketh the truth, From it, earth, have we created you, and unto it will we return you, and out of it will we bring you forth a second time. Quran 20:55. This is what God ordaineth unto all them that dwell on earth, be they high or low. It behoveth not, therefore, him who is created from dust, who will return unto it and will again be brought forth out of it, to swell with pride before God and before his loved ones, to proudly scorn them and be filled with disdainful arrogance. Nay, rather, it behoveth thee and those like thee to submit yourselves to them who are the manifestations of the unity of God, and to defer humbly to the faithful who have forsaken their all for the sake of God, and have detached themselves from the things which engross men's attentions, and lead them astray from the path of God, the All-Glorious, the All-Praised. Thus do we send down upon you that which will profit you, and profit them that have placed their whole trust and confidence in their Lord. 1:08. O ye divines of the city, we came to you with the truth, whilst ye were heedless of it. Methinks ye are as dead, wrapped in the coverings of your own selves. Ye sought not our presence, when so to do would have been better for you than all your doings. Know ye that the sun of vicegerency hath dawned in all truth, and yet ye have turned away therefrom. The moon of guidance hath risen high in the midmost heaven, and yet ye remain veiled therefrom. The star of divine bounty hath shone forth above the horizon of eternal holiness, and yet ye have strayed far therefrom. 1:09. Know ye that had your leaders, to whom ye owe allegiance, and on whom ye pride yourselves, and whom ye mention by day and by night, and from whose traces ye seek guidance, had they lived in these days, they would have circled round me, and would not have separated themselves from me, whether at eventide or at morn. Ye, however, did not turn your faces towards my face for even less than a moment, and waxed proud, and were careless of this wronged one, who hath been so afflicted by men, that they dealt with him as they pleased. Ye failed to inquire about my condition, nor did ye inform yourselves of the things which befell me. Thereby have ye withheld from yourselves the winds of holiness and the breezes of bounty that blow from this luminous and precipitous spot. 1:10. Methinks ye have clung to outward things and forgotten the inner things, and say that which ye do not. Ye are lovers of names, and appear to have given yourselves up to them. For this reason make ye mention of the names of your leaders, and should any one like them, or superior unto them, come unto you, ye would flee them. Through their names ye have exalted yourselves, and have secured your positions, and live and prosper. And were your leaders to reappear, ye would not renounce your leadership, nor would ye turn in their direction, nor set your faces towards them. 1:11. We found you, as we found most men, worshipping names which they mention during the days of their life, and with which they occupy themselves. No sooner do the bearers of these names appear, however, than they repudiate them and turn upon their heels. Thus have we found you, and thus have we reckoned up your actions and borne witness to all your doings in this day. Know ye that God will not in this day accept your thoughts, nor your remembrance of him, nor your turning towards him, nor your devotions, nor your vigilance, unless ye be made new in the estimation of this servant, could ye but perceive it. 1:12. By God, the tree of vicegerency hath been planted, the point of knowledge hath been made plain, and the sovereignty of God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting, hath been established. Fear ye the Lord. Follow not the promptings of your evil desires, but keep the law of God all your days. Renew the rules of the ways ye follow, that ye may be led by the light of guidance, and may hasten in the path of the True One. 1:13. O ye wise men of the city, and philosophers of the world, beware lest human learning and wisdom cause you to wax proud before God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Know ye that true wisdom is to fear God, to know Him, and to recognize His manifestations. This wisdom, however, can be attained only by those who detach themselves from the world, and who walk in the ways of the good pleasure of their Lord. Are ye possessed of greater wisdom than the one who contrived a moon, which would rise from one well and set in another, and whose light was visible at a distance of 3 leagues? Footnote: Amukana of Khorasan, 8th century A.D. End footnote. God barely blotted out every trace of His works and returned him unto dust, as ye have already heard or are now informed. This is the end of side 1. Please stop the tape, turn it over, and continue on side 2.